And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. Mary, Mary. Ooh, Mary, Mary. Where do you think we're going with that, huh? Also, to thine own self. I'm not finishing that. To thine own self. We'll take a look at what bad EV rap is. Nobody knows what that is because I made it up. And then we'll close it out with co-laborer in the cause.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. I do have an update about the kids who were climbing up the wall. And oy vey, so much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio from everybody you hear. Period. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back. But stand by.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. Today is Tuesday, July 11th.
My parents divorced when I was about 24, but it really began back when I was a kid. And I guess how that has affected me, I find myself longing for a trusting relationship, just trusting people in general of not being left or abandoned.
Not too many days ago, I met a very sharp young lady who graduated from Harvard and now works for Coca-Cola. She told me that her parents had divorced when she was just 5 years old. All through her childhood, she had two homes. Exactly half of her time was spent with her mom and stepfather, the other 50% with her dad and stepmother. She had two complete wardrobes, two sets of school books, and she attended a school exactly the same distance from both homes. She had only one question for me. How do I learn to trust people in relationships? If you can identify with that young lady, I have an answer for you. You have to get to know Jesus Christ intimately. He is the only one who is completely trustworthy. One final thought. Don't give up on relationships just because people fail you. Your hope lies not in yourself or others, but in God. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on the need for young people to have strong leaders in their lives.
I wrote in No Fear how they were scratching their heads when the leadership, the people they looked up to, who they knew were professing Christians, were afraid to take a stand. You see, oftentimes just by example, you can have a profound impact on the life of someone else. You don't have to say anything to them. It's just whether or not they see your life is consistent with what you profess. If you profess to be a Christian, a believer, a follower of Jesus Christ, but when the day of testing comes, you're walking under a white flag, running in the opposite direction, that tells them that you really don't believe it. It's really not that important to you.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I have so much stuff to cover. I almost don't even know where to start. Let's start with this first and foremost. Our big-time sponsor, our very good friend, Sam Rasool. Sam the Man Rasool. What do you want to know about Sam? Born and raised a Muslim, became a Christian after he had a very interesting meeting with one person in San Diego named Dr. David Jeremiah. And he wrote a whole book about this experience because he has quite the background. So Sam, being in real estate, has devoted himself to making sure everything he does in real estate is top-notch service for people. So much so that if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church or ministry you want. And as we have told you, besides him giving thousands and thousands of dollars away, his commission ain't gross. I'm pretty sure you can figure that out. Also, let's say you're trying to sell your house, and I'm going to do a piggyback on this one. Let's say you're selling your house and needs a little roof work. Remember our good friends from the Roofing Times, right? I'm going to make an announcement about that in a second. But then you're thinking, I need work. Sam will forward up to $25,000 for you to fix up your house. And then when the house closes, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, does not charge any interest. He'll also spend time with you, walk around with you, make sure you get the value for your house. But if you're not comfortable, even if Sam gives you the value on your house, he will not have you sign up with him. He does not do anything without the person and him being in agreement. That's a person who understands a relationship in serving one another. ThinkSam.com is the website. Why? Because it's the best, simplest website ever. That's not the coolest website. It's just simple for the URL. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. And talk about Todd and I. Can you do this in a high pitch? Really high pitch. I'll do it in a low pitch. Well, we will tell people if this is not for them, we will say, send them to Sam.
We're going to have to work on that.
See, we're getting so good that now we're doing high pitch, low pitch. Right? Send them to Sam. Okay, we're working on it.
Send them to Sam.
I am the walrus. Okay, anyway. ThinkSam.com is the website. 858-780-1SAM. On the heels of that statement, I'll tell you another statement. I've got so much to share. So I had a time to engage with our great friends from the past, Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing, the first people to stand up and say, we love this show. They were like the first that really stepped in that place and became a major sponsor. And so, as I told you, they were in the process of selling their business. Now I had the chance today to talk to the person who's acquiring their business. His name is Adam. Let me give you a quickie. A-OK, everybody. You're going to be like A-OK. First of all, this guy is great. He's got a fascinating testimony. We're going to get him on the air so he can share. And then he's going to give us an update on what's going on with him and Eric and Ingrid. I'm like, cool. And he didn't even know I was going to talk about that. So, Adam, if you're out there, that's one for you. There you go. And we'll get the update, and that way you can keep praying. I pray for Eric and Ingrid every single day still. Because you don't just, oh, well, great, they were part of my life, and then they're gone. It doesn't work that way. You pray for people throughout your lifetime until the Lord tells you to stop. That's how long you do it. All right, I have way too much to cover all of this immediately, so let's at least do some teaching. I think that's appropriate. We are going to talk about Mary. Now, if you're looking for maturity in some of our sounds, you have come to the wrong radio station and the wrong radio show. We make no delusional connections that our songs should have something to really do with what we're doing. We just pick sounds and go, that's funny, play that. We're going to talk a little bit about Mary, and we are talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, so we're going to have to set some parameters right off the bat. This is coming from an evangelical, Bible-believing, born-again Christian point of view. This is not coming from a Catholic point of view. It's not coming from a general ecumenical point of view. It's not coming from the general presbyter. This is coming from a evangelical. You know, they used to call some of us evangelicals some really nasty names. Well, our theory here is that we believe that we're doing our best to interpret like other groups are. And believe me, within the groups of Catholic Church, there are people that have a genuine faith in Jesus Christ. Zero question. There are people in every church group that do. And there are people in the evangelical church that aren't even a stitch close to Jesus. So let's, you know how it goes. In each group, there are them that is, and there are them that is not. Wait, is that good English? Them that is not? I don't think that's right. Anyway, let's just talk real quickly about Mary, because the reality is she's got some amazing qualifications and qualities about her, and I do want to give the due where it's due. In her mind, as we're going to find out in the next segment, biblically, there's no deification from her regarding her. No argument there. Nobody argues that point, okay? She never thought that she was something that she was not. Number two, her and Joseph, what a power couple, right? You talk about Hollywood couples. How about this? Mary turns up pregnant. Joseph comes to see her. Joseph says, "What's going on? You're pregnant." And Mary goes, "God did it." And Joseph goes, "Okay, I'm going to just think about this," and decided he didn't want to expose her or get her in trouble. Then he has a dream from God saying, "Stay together. I got a plan here." And it's like, what a that's the first power couple of that magnitude where that could have started off in a disaster. And God has it start off in nothing short of miracle after miracle. Just incredible. And she was honored, by the way, to be chosen as the vessel by which Jesus Christ would be manifest to the earth. Oh, I got to tell you this. You want a great one? Mary, ready? You want to hear the biggest props in the world? Mary is technically the first person to accept Jesus. Just think about that. Hey, we're about to do this thing, and you, okie dokie. She's the first person to say yes. Come on, that's pretty good. That deserves a lot. All right, let's look at a passage real quickly. Luke 1:39-44. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of the Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greetings reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy." Mary was blessed in her role that God had to communicate salvation. Now, it is unfortunate that people have taken that statement, "the mother of my Lord," and therefore made her in some position. It's kind of unfortunate, but you have to understand the theology. Mary represented the human race, but that which was inside of her was the Holy Spirit, which represented divinity. So Mary represents humanity, and the Holy Spirit represents divinity. And between divinity and humanity, Jesus was born. Why is that important? Because Jesus then becomes the only person who can accurately portray humanity to divinity and to divinity to humanity, because he is both. That's why there's only one mediator between God and mankind, Jesus Christ. That's why there's no other go-betweens. There's nowhere else to go. There's nothing else you can come up with. Your pastor can't save you. The priest can't save you. The rabbi can't save you. None of that. Only through Christ, he's the only one that accurately represents in the priesthood the fullness of God and the fullness of man. That's what makes Jesus more unique than any other entity ever. And Mary got to be a part of that. Now, that's cool. All right, when we come back, I'm going to talk about the, to thine own self. You'll kind of get it when we get there. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
According to conventional wisdom, David Green, CEO of Hobby Lobby, is doing everything wrong. So much for conventional wisdom. This is truth itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Here's a list of counterculture policies put in place by Green. His stores close at 8 p.m. and don't open at all on Sundays to allow employees to be with their families and attend a house of worship. Full-time workers start at more than twice the federal minimum wage and have generous benefits. Hobby Lobby specializes in arts, crafts, hobby, and home decor, yet each outlet carries a vast inventory of 100,000 items. These are distributed across the country from a central warehouse rather than using regional depots or having suppliers ship directly to stores as other retailers do. Yet Green's results have proved the cynical critics dead wrong. The privately held company brings in $4.3 billion a year from its 750 stores. And according to Forbes, Green's net worth is $6.4 billion, although he is actively giving away much of it. Green told Investor's Business Daily, "There is nothing negative in the Bible about running a business, and it has everything one needs to know about good leadership. But we're not just trying to make money. We want to do it in a way that puts a high value on caring for our employees and their families. And the opportunity to work reasonable hours helps us attract good managers from other retailers." One thing we can learn from Green's story, the wisdom of the Bible trumps conventional wisdom every time. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Couple things to run in your direction. We have a friend who's going to be joining us in the next month, going to be joining me for a segment, and is also going to do something that has never been done before on the show. He is going to join me for an entire show sometime in August and September, one of the two, and he's going to kind of co-host. I'm going to host, and he's going to kind of just help me along for the 2 hours. Chris Gordon from Abounding Grace Radio. So you hear him from 1:30 to 2. Now, there's a reason that I want to talk about this. You hear him from 1:30 to 2, and you're going to be hearing him from 4 to 4:30. And the reason that I want you to get to know Chris and to listen to that, there's a lot of people out there that's like, well, wait. When you're talking about Chris Gordon, you're talking about, you know, that Reformed style of theology. You bet. And there's some things that him and I would look at and we would see differently. But the majority of what I teach and what he teaches and what Dr. David Jeremiah teaches and what Jim Daly teaches and even John MacArthur, the majority, at 95% and up, it's the same. And he's a voice speaking reason in a world that is becoming unreasonable. I like it. And I'm one of those people that have come to KPRZ being Jewish and then having a Baptist and a Pentecostal background going, we need to be more eclectic. This is not the Pentecostal station. It's not the Baptist station. It's not this. This is supposed to be for Jesus. And so some people are going to like different things. Right. If you like every single thing you do, you have like the perfect life. Every single thing you do 24/7, you have the perfect life. You have a better life than Jesus did. After all, being crucified was part of the will, but that wasn't fun. Okay, just pointing that out. The other thing I want to mention is Whitefield, who sent me a super nice note. Steve and Coral have been so nice to me. They've been gracious. And we just encourage you to pray for them. I told you just yesterday, he wrote me a note. Doesn't matter what you go through yesterday, I'm praying for you. Well, that turned out to be more timely than most people know. Well, I can't share everything, but it's important. And so here's a group, a ministry that takes the gospel everywhere. They go to rural places where there's no support, and they support these pastors who have churches of 5, 10, 15, 20 villagers, and even in remote places where there's 30, 40, and these pastors get like no support. And Whitefields goes in and financially supports them and supports them educationally and supports them from an inspirational point of view. They help them to network with other ministries, and they help all these villages with clean drinking water who use cesspools for their water systems. It's great ministry done with great heart. We encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. The Gospel of John chapter 4, verse 35, if you are looking for the biblical reference point. Let's get into our second phase of this discussion today. This one is called To Thine Own Self.
There's just one other thing you ought to do. To thine own self be true.
You got to play that again. That's just too...
There's just one other thing you ought to do. To thine own self be true.
All right, we've been talking about Mary. You're probably going, wait, that was from Gilligan's Island, right? Yep. That's right. We're talking about Mary. Let's look at Luke chapter 1, verse 47 and 48. This is Mary speaking, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. Now, we're going to discuss in the next segment how I think in the evangelical church, Mary has gotten a bad rap. We're going to cover that because I think there's nothing wrong with covering that. But I believe it's fair also to recognize when Scripture is talking along these lines, Mary giving what is inevitably one of the rejoicing praises that's recorded in the New Testament, she is well aware that God is her Savior. See, that therein lies that problem for any kind of deification. Again, would I never fellowship with a Catholic person? Of course I would. I think that there are a tremendous amount of Catholic people that have a genuine faith, and just so true in all of the commonplace belief systems that center on Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Would I agree eschatologically? Not even in my own church do I do that. Is that a matter of fellowship? No. You know what's a matter of fellowship? Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior. That is my cornerstone. That is our cornerstone. But I'm pointing out that Scripture is pretty clear. Mary knew that she was, in fact, in need of a Savior by rejoicing in God, her Savior. When people go, well, there's no sin there for Mary, it's like, Mary didn't say that. Mary didn't think that. There is zero evidence biblically. It is all historical church doctrine. Nothing Bible. And I don't care what some guy or some gal said in the 4th, 5th, 10th, 12th, 18th, 25th through 3,000th, if there's ever one. Century, I don't care. I care what God had to say. Because if God wanted to write a book, he could write a book. And he did want to write a book, and he wrote it, and it started off, Dear Human Race, Genesis 1-1 to Revelation 22-21, and then he signed it, Love God. And that's what he wanted to do. And if you believe God can create the universe, but your God can't write a book, then he stinks. But my God can not only create the universe, and he can write a book, and he can keep his message strong. And she knew she was human. She knew she needed a savior, and there's nothing wrong with that. And just for emphasis, just because I'm in the mood, and somebody would probably say something, so I'm just going to shut it down. Luke 11:27 and 28, as Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, Blessed is the mother who gave birth to you and nursed you. He replied, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it. Well, tell me Jesus didn't make spiritual a priority. Why don't you just pull that out of the Bible? Can't do that. But with all that said, there is something that happens in a person who takes a different position, happens in my life too, and the church has become almost anti-Mary, the evangelical church, which is a little weird. So when we get back, we're going to kind of examine that, because here's the problem. The problem is, as Scripture lays it out, as an evangelical, Bible-believing, born-again Christian, I see no deification of Mary. I see no sinlessness in Mary. But I do see that she was completely blessed to be in the role. I do see she recognized she had a need for a Savior. And I do see some of these other qualities. But it's like, if you talk about them, you're giving her too much props. And it's like, what? She was chosen to bear Jesus Christ for a reason. It wasn't a fluke. It was a choice by God. And oh, by the way, as you most of you know, being the mother that would give birth to the Messiah is what every mother wanted to be. Mary just got the job. That's what it is. Here's one you can really have to work on. You have to chew on this. And she was engaged. But she wasn't married yet. So if you can get the theology there, you're smarter than it looks. All right, here we go. We're going to take a short break and then come back and talk about the bad EV rap. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
And heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760- 846-8610 and donate today.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother sister in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
Spiritual hunger is as normal as physical craving for food. Jesus said, I am the living bread, which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
Billy Graham.
Perhaps you do not even know that you're hungering for the bread of life. Consciously or unconsciously, you're seeking, questing, longing for something that you've never found. I want to tell you the thing that you're searching for all your life. That hunger is the hunger for the bread of life. And Jesus said that he was the bread of life and the water of life. Right now, you can drink at the fountain. Right now, you can partake of Christ.
Yes, only Jesus Christ can satisfy your spiritual hunger. But you must surrender your life to him.
Repent of your sins and let Jesus come in. And when he comes in, the Holy Spirit performs the miracle of the new birth and you become a new creation.
Want to learn more about how all that works? Check out findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian Station.
Younger, so much younger than today.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian Station here in San Diego, California. Couple things to throw in your direction. Marie Callender still got that cool deal. What's that deal? Buy a pie, buy another pie for a whole lot less. You're thinking, well, what if I want more than two pies? I believe it works. Go for it. In fact, if you want 10 pies, go for it. If you want 20 pies, go have your sugar checked.
Come donate them to me.
Bring them all in here. If you leave them on our lunch table, they'll be gone before the morning. That's how it works here. Pathway to Victory with Dr. Robert Jeffress. And he, by the way, that's Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. He's going to be our spokesperson for the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch, which I'm greatly looking forward to seeing him again. Great blessing for the things he's done. School tuitions, half price tuitions. Half. What? Half. What? Half. There's a school in San Diego. It's normally $18,000. We were able to sell it for $9,000. Bam. It's like, that's it. The school gets the full $18,000. We sell it for $9,000. The parent pays half. Parent loves it. The school gets all the recognition for it. We look good. There's no loss. KPRZ.com. Click on the old tuition or half price. I think it's tuition tab. All right, let's do what's not bugging me. Ah, caught you off guard there. Brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. ecolitermite.com, 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. You know, I'm going to kill this bug, and that's why it's not bugging me anymore. There you go. So I'm giving you a quick update on the kids on the wall. That'd be a good idea. That's pretty funny if you think about it. Kids on the wall. You like that one? Instead of the kids in the hall, kids on the wall. So as I told you guys, there was a couple of kids that were doing Spider-Man stuff, climbing up the wall, trying to get into a neighbor's balcony. And of course, I went out there and told them how much I appreciated that they were going to go to jail over it. And then we found out that they were actually genuinely doing it for a good reason, which was they were supposed to let the dogs out. It was the kids of a mom whose sister owned the apartment, rents the apartment. So they were actually trying to do the right thing, but then they lost the key. That's unfortunate, but, you know, when you are 11, it does happen. I mean, it can happen. So we got involved in this whole situation, which took about an hour and 20 minutes from start to finish. I won't cover the whole story. But I will tell you this, and this is why it's not bugging me. And that is the lady who we helped out and the lady whose apartment that we helped and made sure everything was okie-dokie. They gave us flowers and a card to say thank you. So obviously we felt better about that whole process. And I did say to Tugboat Todd, as I would say to anybody, why wasn't there a pizza coupon in there? But there wasn't. But there was flowers, so my wife was happy. Okay. Let's get on to our next little element. Here it is. It is called the Bad EV Rap.
Good. Just listen to the law that Moses laid down. Or you break your mother's heart and the Lord will fry.
Sabbath holy. Make your bread unleavened. Keep the Ten Commandments and you'll wind up in heaven.
That, you're right. That was bad rap. That's great job. Excellent find on there. I do want to point that out. Here's something I would like to point out real quick. I'm not going to take a ton of time, but I think that Mary, the mother of Jesus, has gotten just a horrible rap in the evangelical church. That's why it's called bad EV rap. That's where it comes from. Here's the issue. Do you remember when the angel came to Zacharias and he said to Zacharias, Whoa, you are so lucky. Wow, you're going to have a baby in your old age. You and your wife Elizabeth. Wow, that's fantastic. And Zacharias' response was, prove it to me. I don't believe you. And that worked out so well that the angel said, okay, you're not allowed to talk anymore. Okay? When Mary was visited by the same angel, Gabriel, Gabriel said, you are going to bear a child, and it's going to be from you, it's going to be from the Holy Spirit, and he's going to help the entire system between God and between man, and it's going to be fantastic. She didn't say, prove it. She said, how are you going to do that? Not, I don't believe you, but how are you going to do it? Mary's position was one of tremendous curiosity, where Zacharias' position was one of doubt. In verse 37 of Luke chapter 1, she says, it's 34. How will this be? Mary asked the angel. I'm a virgin. It's like, how are you going to do that? How am I going to be pregnant? I'm a virgin. So the angel goes, oh, angel, the Holy Spirit's going to come on you. Power Most High will shadow you. When she was all done with that, here's what she said. I am the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled. That was her response. Do you know what that response is in our language? Okay, I believe it. God told her one of the most unimaginable concepts. And she said, all right, what's from you, Lord? So, yep. She had tremendous faith. Tremendous. If any person that I meet in the Christian walk has as much faith as Mary had at that moment when an angel said, guess what? You're going to be the mom of the Savior. Holy Spirit's going to come at you. You're going to be pregnant. And she said, okay, be it unto me as you have spoken. That is powerful. And I think that she gets a bad evangelical rap because people don't see that. Let me show you something else about Mary that maybe you didn't see. This is seems like a little thing, but it's not. In John chapter 2, verses 1 through 5, it says, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee, and Jesus' mother was there. That's Mary. And Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, they have no more wine. Woman, why do you involve me? Jesus replied, my hour has not yet come. His mother said to the servants, do whatever he tells you. Do you realize something that Mary did that I think, I don't know if, even know if she gets credit for it anywhere. She saw a couple, a young couple emerging in life, and you know what? They were about to have a true social embarrassment. And Mary was like, Jesus, you can just see how her brain is turning, Jesus. And then what did she do? I mean, what a Jewish mother, right? Jesus, they have no more wine. And Jesus is like, okay, I know you're kind of getting where I'm coming from, but you know, you're talking about wine. And then the mother turns and goes, do whatever he tells you. Mary is like, she knows. She got him. No, you got to help out. This is a social embarrassment for the kids. And Jesus is like, okay, fine. So it's like, this is a relationship. And a fabulous one at that. And I don't know why it's a problem to acknowledge it. I think people have a problem, hard time acknowledging Joseph. Like he wasn't a part of anything. And that's just bizarre as can be. Because you know he's a part of the upraising. Because when Jesus was 12, he was with them in the temple. But the idea is to understand that Mary's mindset was she had tremendous faith. And she had this other element, which is great. And something that should be acknowledged. She really cared about people. And cared about their social embarrassment. Didn't want them to feel embarrassed. Felt for them. You know what that is? That's compassion. That's mercy. Have you ever gone to a wedding? And I bet you have. And have you ever, I've been to multiple weddings, and sometimes there's a little snafu in the wedding. Have you ever seen that? And, you know, everybody who's getting married, they want it to be what? They want it to be, what does everybody say? We want it to be the perfect day. The perfect day. When I used to do weddings, when I was in the pastorate, I don't do that now, but when I was in the pastorate, the first thing I would tell the couple is, it is not going to be a perfect day. You know what the second thing I told them? It will not be a perfect night. I said, because by the time you're done with this wedding, you're going to be exhausted. And what you would do a lot better to do is to go to bed and then wake up and start your new life over. You'd just be a lot better off. I'm just saying, you do what you want, but I'm just pointing out the facts. Because by the time you get through all this stuff, it's exhausting. But sometimes there's a little snafu. Sometimes there's a little error. Well, you know what? Mary's heart was so filled with compassion for this young couple. We don't know the level of the relationship. Good enough to invite Mary. Good enough to invite Jesus and his disciples. That she cared about how it would come off for them. She wasn't the banquet manager. That's some other person. The person who got the wine. Who figured out that the wine's better. But she cared enough to insert herself to help. That is class. That is the manifestation of the Christian spirit, inserting herself to help without even being asked, so that people can just do a little better. How about we give the quality where the quality is due, the honor where the honor is due, and the recognition where the recognition is due? When we come back, I'm going to show you one other thing, which I think is probably the most important thing, though maybe not covered a lot. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Oswald Chambers said, "The prayer of the feeblest saint is a terror to Satan."
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by James Banks. They call it the devil's footprint. It's a foot-shaped impression in the granite on a hill beside a church in Ipswich, Massachusetts. According to local legend, the footprint happened one fall day in 1740, when the evangelist George Whitefield preached so powerfully that the devil leaped from the church steeple, landing on the rock on his way out of town. Though it's only a legend, the story calls to mind an encouraging truth from God's Word. James 4:7 reminds us, "Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." God has given us the strength we need to stand against our adversary and the temptations in our lives. The Bible tells us in Romans 6:14 that sin shall no longer be your master because of God's loving grace to us through Jesus Christ. As we run to Jesus when temptation comes, he enables us to stand in his strength. Nothing we face in this life can overcome him because he has overcome the world. As we submit ourselves to our Savior, yielding our wills to Him in the moment and walking in obedience to God's Word, He is helping us. When we give in to Him instead of giving in to temptation, He is able to fight our battles. In Him we can overcome. Sometimes we need a little extra motivation to help us spend time in God's Word each day.
And now it couldn't be easier with email devotionals from Our Daily Bread. Sign up for the daily encouragement at getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have been spending the last so many segments talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And if you are not familiar, not that long ago, I'd say about 4 weeks ago, we did the exact same thing on Joseph. We went through and talked about Joseph in different segments. We're doing the same thing about Mary. I think it's very, very cool that these people were chosen as part of the system by which God would communicate the depth of his love. It's fantastic to know that they could be a part of that. I also find it fascinating that in God's economy, he didn't just use Mary, who was the virgin, but he used Rahab, who was the harlot, a prostitute, in the earlier days to also be a part of this lineage. It's amazing what God can do. He uses the virgin and he uses the prostitute. Whatever he is going to do, he's going to communicate to the people his heart and his love. Now, people can reject it, and they do on a regular basis. But that doesn't mean God's not going to offer it. You're right? Those are different topics altogether. All right, so we have been discussing Mary. We did talk about, from our evangelical point of view, Bible-believing, born-again Christians, that we don't see a deification process. We don't see any element there where Mary communicated that she was sinless. Quite the contrary, when she said that she needed a Savior. She did, though, demonstrate some incredible, incredible qualities as a child of the Most High God. And that would be tremendous faith in caring about how other people are doing. We did mention that she was the first person to accept Jesus. You have to love that. Just right there, it's like, oh, that's a good one. Yeah, that's cool. And now I want to talk about the last thing that she does, which is ultimately as fantastic as anything else, and for you and I is an example to follow for sure. Acts chapter 1. Oh, wait, we've got a sound for this, don't we? Let's play it this way.
You can be my wingman anytime. You can be mine.
Yeah! Ah, the wingman theory. Okay, now that we've covered the wingman, let's go back into the pet. Your people are going, you cannot possibly connect Top Gun and the book of Acts chapter 1. I will bet you $50 trillion I can. Okay, Acts chapter 1, verses 12 through 14, and the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the hill called the Mount of Olives, a Sabbath day's walk from the city. When they arrived, they went upstairs to the room where they were staying. Those present were Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. So it's all 11 minus Judas Iscariot, who just ballerinaed or danced out of the picture. Verse 14, they all joined together constantly in prayer. I want to make sure you heard what I just said. They all joined together constantly in prayer, along with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. What you need to know is there's 120 people that gather in the upper room. And the 120 people are gathered together. And what? This is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what are they doing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, creatures of all ages and sizes? They are joined together in prayer. The 11 apostles and the mother of Jesus, she was a wingman in the kingdom, a co-laborer in the cause, praying, not leading, but a part of. And in fact, we do know in reality that Peter, James, and John were leading, and Peter most assuredly was leading. but they all joined together constantly in prayer along with other women to pray for that which Jesus promised, the awaiting promise, which was the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the fulfillment of Joel, as we find out in Acts chapter 2. Mary was committed to helping the church. Mary didn't think she was the church. Mary thought she wanted the church to be touching people's lives the same way that Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, Simon, and Judas wanted it. They all joined together in prayer with all these other women. They were all together for the cause, advancing the kingdom of God. Now, if you are somebody who's got a different take, if you're a person that has a different take on this, this is not to be offensive to you in any fashion. I recognize not everybody sees it this way, but evangelical, born-again, Bible-believing Christians see it in this framework. That the wonderfulness of Mary has to do with her being this person that God chose, tremendous in faith, tremendous in commitment to other people, tremendous in commitment to the church, indeed acknowledging she needed a savior, and indeed acknowledging that she was human and not sinless, but committed to the cause. And she was able to pull a mom's moment at the wedding. Yes, no, you have to know what a mom, you know what a mom's moment is, don't you? See? Sometimes being amongst you Gentiles, I forget. A mom's moment. A mom's moment is where your mom, without saying much or doing much, gets you to do something she wants you to do because you owe her, and without her reminding you, she tells you, I brought you out into this world, and you owe me. That's a mom's moment. She doesn't have to do anything. She kind of looks at you with the, I'm your mother, look. And that's a mom's moment. And Mary definitely used that on Jesus. They're out of wine. My time's not yet. They're out of wine, son. Son who I bore. Son who I went through the whole process of pregnancy with. They're out of wine. Well, I'm not supposed to. They're out of wine. Okay. Like, he wasn't going to win that no matter what. But that's great. That's the relationship. That's the truth. In a great mother-son relationship. I had one of those. I had a great mom. My mom was fantastic. She was the best. Okay. Well, I think she was the best. All right, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then you'll hear Marty. Then we'll be back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.